Day 771 of Russia's war against Ukraine. Five people reported to be killed in the second biggest city, Kharkiv, by Russian airstrikes, power cuts across much of Kiev, and an attempt to force more Ukrainian men to take part in the war. For more, we've been talking today with Christopher Miller. He's Financial Times correspondent in Ukraine. First, on what happened in Kharkiv.
What we know is that Russia again launched a wave of Shahed suicide drones on the eastern city of Kharkiv overnight. It looks like there may have been more than a dozen of them, according to the Kharkiv mayor, who said that also four people were killed in the attack, including three emergency workers who responded to the first wave of drone attacks. They were killed in what was called a double tap, meaning Russia sent a second wave of drones to attack the area that it had initially attacked, and those three rescuers on the scene were killed in that second attack. The mayor also said that more than a dozen civilians were also injured, as well as a 14-story civilian high-rise building badly damaged.
Not unusually for this war, lots of people in Ukraine again today without power.
That's right. You know, tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians, including in Kharkiv and other cities across the country, are without power and light right now. And it's going to be some time, possibly months in some places, before power can be restored there. And that is because Russia has continued to launch these attack drones, as well as ballistic and cruise missiles at energy facilities across the country, trying to apply pressure on the Ukrainian government, while also knocking out power and making it difficult for ordinary Ukrainians to live. And this is certainly part of their broader tactic to bring Ukraine to its knees.
President Zelensky believes that Russia is preparing to mobilize up to 300,000 more troops. He's also planning to increase the size of his own army.
That's right. President Zelensky just recently made a decision to lower the age of conscription from 27 to 25. And that's certainly meant to boost the number of mobilized soldiers for Ukraine's war effort. Manpower is a big issue for Ukraine. You know, this is more than 2 years now into Russia's full-scale invasion of the country. But it's more than 10 years since Russia first began its military aggression against Ukraine. So Ukraine is facing a manpower shortage. This measure by Zelensky, this new law that he signed to lower the age of conscription, is meant to boost that number. Meanwhile, I'm speaking to you right now from eastern Ukraine, not far from the front lines, and there is a major recruitment effort underway as well to recruit young men for the fight.
Is Ukraine running out of men to fight because they're dying in the battlefield, or because people don't want to join the army?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, actually. You know, Ukraine has lost tens of thousands of soldiers. President Zelensky said that at least 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed. We journalists and also human rights organizations, and even many of the Ukrainian soldiers I've spoken to, say that real number is much likely to be significantly higher. Tens of thousands more men are likely to have been killed, and that's because many of them are not listed as killed in action, but are still missing because their bodies haven't been recovered, or they could be held by the Russians before a body exchange, which happens fairly regularly around here. It's also at a moment right now where a lot of young men are fearful of joining the military. The United States and many Western countries right now are not supporting Ukraine in the way in which, or to the extent to which Ukraine really needs this military support. And that has hit morale here. A lot of young men are not rushing to recruitment centers. The sort of wave of patriotism that we saw 2 years ago at the beginning of this war, where people were running to police stations and armories to take up arms and defend their country, that's subsided. And now we're in this grinding, attritional war that is chewing up lives in cities on a regular basis. And it's no secret that people are scared and less interested right now in immediately taking up arms and running into the fight.
Tell us about where you are and what you're seeing where you are this week.
I'm in Donetsk Oblast, far eastern Ukraine, and I've been around several locations along the front lines out here with soldiers from several different brigades. And you know what I'm seeing and hearing is a lot of active fighting, a lot of heavy shelling, artillery duels. But the Ukrainians have told me they're greatly outnumbered. The Russian troops outnumber Ukrainians about 10-1. Artillery, about 7 artillery shells are fired at least for every 1 Ukrainian shell fired in return. Defending against Russian advances, which are slow but steady still out here. There are evacuations in some locations underway. The cities really have emptied out. And I lived out here in eastern Ukraine 14 years ago. And you know, the number of people that I see now is, you know, much, much lower than, you know, the number of residents living out here that I saw before. These cities are really garrison towns now. It's mostly military people out and about. There aren't a lot of residents left. And those are who are left out here are terrified. And, you know, a lot of them don't have the means to flee. I spoke with 2 women yesterday who were running a small kiosk in one town, and they said, you know, their neighbors had already left and fled for safety, but had to return because they ran out of money. So people are in really dire straits right now.
Is Ukraine losing this war?
Well, at the moment, it certainly doesn't have momentum in its favor. Russia certainly has the upper hand. They have more manpower. They have more artillery and ammunition. They're getting assistance from Iran, from North Korea, from China, from their allies, where Ukraine is not getting the help that it needs from its allies, particularly the United States, which is still haggling over this really crucial bill in Congress that would provide $60 million worth of ammunition and other military assistance to the country. So at the moment, Ukraine is in this really difficult moment where it's holding the line, allowing Russia only these small incremental advances, but it's dangerously close to seeing a Russian breakthrough at one of the many points along the line where Russia is really throwing people at the fight. And if that breakthrough happens, a lot of Ukrainian soldiers that I've spoken with are fearful that they don't have the means to fight back. And that could lead to not only a breakthrough, but it could mean that the beginning of Ukraine starting to lose. So that's what they're worried about.
That's Christopher Miller of the Financial Times speaking to us from eastern Ukraine earlier.